This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will travel to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Thursday. The city has faced upheaval and destruction after civil unrest followed a white police officer shooting a black man. The former vice president will hold a community meeting with the theme of healing. President Donald Trump visited Kenosha 2 days ago, touring the damage left behind by the demonstrations and voicing strong support for law enforcement. The president and former Vice President Biden's visits underscore how the two candidates are trying to gain a political edge on the sensitive U.S. reckoning over racial issues and police treatment of minorities. But Wisconsin is also a critical battleground in the fight for the White House. Then-candidate Trump edged out Democrat Hillary Clinton there in 2016. While opinion polls show Biden with a lead in the state, President Trump's campaign has made retaining it a top priority. The Kremlin rejects accusations that Russia is responsible for the poisoning of opposition politician Alexei Navalny. A spokesman adding it saw no grounds for sanctions to be imposed against Moscow over the case. The Kremlin makes a statement a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny had been poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Navalny is in outspoken opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin and has specialized in high-impact investigations into official corruption. He was airlifted to Germany last month after collapsing on a domestic Russian flight after drinking a cup of tea that his allies said was poisoned. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Reuters reports at least two people are reported dead after Typhoon Maesak smashed into the Korean Peninsula on Thursday. Thousands were temporarily without power after the storm brought heavy rain and lashing winds to areas still recovering from Typhoon Bavi. The Yonhap News Agency reports flights were canceled or delayed, and downed trees and other debris caused light damage. The peninsula typically sees only one typhoon a year, but another typhoon is already brewing south of Japan and is expected to hit the Korean coast on Sunday or Monday, according to NASA's Earth Observatory. The United States federal government has told states to prepare for a coronavirus vaccine to be ready to be distributed by November 1st. The timeline raised concern among public health experts about an October surprise, a vaccine approval driven by political considerations ahead of a presidential election rather than science. In a letter to governors dated August 27th, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said states in the near future will receive permit applications from the McKesson Corporation. The company has contracted with the CDC to distribute vaccines to places including state and local health departments and hospitals. Australia's Victoria State on Thursday reported a triple-digit rise in new COVID-19 infections for the first time in 4 days, denting optimism that a second wave of cases has been contained. Australia has now recorded more than 26,000 COVID-19 cases, while the death toll rose to 678 after 15 people in Victoria State died from the virus. Though strict restrictions have helped to prevent the spread of the virus beyond Victoria, they have wreaked havoc on the economy, with official data on Wednesday showing Australia had entered its first recession in 3 decades. The International Criminal Court Wednesday said moves by the U.S. government to place sanctions on its prosecutor were an attack on international justice and the rule of law. The court was responding after the U.S. government moved to blacklist ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda because she had launched an investigation into whether American forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan. In a statement, the world's permanent war crimes court said the sanctions are unprecedented and constitute serious attacks against the court. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.